And that is a nation that truly has no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you very much for joining me this week. I, as always, am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Again, thank you for joining me. Great show this week. We're going to intermix a little paranormal, little space news into the show this week. But of course, we're going to talk about what is going on in the world. Politics, current events, you name it, we are going to talk about it. It's going to be an interesting show, something for everybody. So sit back, relax, open that mind, because I think you're really going to like this show. And we're going to start it off with Chicken Little. You know, Chicken Little, the sky is falling. Well, depending on where you are, if you're on Earth, the sky may be falling, because there is Chinese rocket debris that is anticipated to be entering Earth's atmosphere Saturday, May 8th. Now, the core stage of the Long March 5B rocket, again, is expected to slam into Earth's atmosphere Saturday or thereabouts. Now, the problem is no one can pinpoint the date, time, or the location. Now, the reason is such predictions can generally be made only just before impact, because atmospheric drag changes significantly, as solar activity shifts. Now, the odds are the 23-ton piece of space debris will break apart high in the atmosphere and largely burn up. That's according to the so-called experts. Now, they say some remaining pieces may hit uninhabited areas, as 70% of Earth's surface is covered in ocean. But again, they have no idea. Now, Italian astrophysicist Gianluca Masse, who runs the online virtual telescope project, obtained a 0.5-second exposure of the falling rocket from Italy using a 17-inch Paramount robotic telescope. Now, this apparently has been the only image captured of this space debris, and yet still nobody knows where it's going to hit, when it's going to hit, and how bad it's going to be. Now, this Long March 5B was used to launch the core module of China's new T-shaped space station into orbit on April 28th. The nation aims to assemble the station by 2022, an effort that will require 10 more launches. Currently, China is not part of the International Space Station Consortium, due partly to international security concerns. But think about it. They launch this thing up. It's coming down. They're going to do this 10 more times. Even if it doesn't hit anywhere inhabited right now, there's 10 more chances. Now, 70% of the world is covered in water. I get that. 30% is not. What are the odds of this hitting in your area? Honestly, hitting in your area or somewhere around you is probably 10 billion to 1. But, as Jim Carrey said...
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah! But in all seriousness, the odds of it hitting you or anywhere that is a highly populated area are slim to none. But I would keep my eyes to the sky just to be safe, because nobody knows where this thing is gonna land. In the way the world is now, I can only imagine it's going to land right in the middle of New York City or Chicago or Detroit or on my house. I mean, let's be honest. The last couple years for me have been shit. The last couple years for a lot of people have been junk. Why not throw rocket debris on it on top of coronavirus, mother dying, almost dying in the hospital, COVID? Why not throw that onto my list? So keep an eye to the sky starting tomorrow, which is May 8th, and we'll go from there and see who's around to listen to this show next week. So next on the list, I got an email from a listener. And before I go into this segment, I have a good listener, a good friend of mine, that messaged me via Facebook and said, hey, I wanted to call the Paranormal Patriot hotline number, but, you know, I'm not really sure about my voice. I don't like hearing myself. Listen, you guys are listening to me every week. Listen to my voice. This thing, I got told last week, Tom, I can't even listen to your show. Every time I listen to it, I fall asleep. It's so relaxing. I don't think I have a relaxing voice. Listen, nobody is going to critique your voice. So, if you have reservations of calling the Paranormal Patriot hotline at 989-607-4722, don't. You have to listen to my voice every week. Your voice is nothing. So leave me that message. Let me know what you want to talk about. Let me know what your thoughts are. But I had a listener email me last week. And he said, Tom, I'm surprised. You know, I know you've had some issues, but it's been 2 weeks since you've been back. And you haven't talked about the triangular UFO that the Pentagon said is unidentified. What are your thoughts on that? Well, first off, thanks, John, from Oregon. I'm surprised I have listeners in Oregon right now with as much as I bash them. But, hey, thanks, John from Oregon, for listening and sending me the email. So, as I was vacationing and as I was in the hospital, this news kind of broke, I guess. Or maybe it broke before, but I just was getting it just then because I had nothing better to do than to sit on my phone. But the news on it, the Pentagon is saying, yes, this, we have no idea what it is. And you look at it, and now I've heard people say it's space debris, it's, you know, it's nothing. But it's a pyramid-shaped UFO or a triangle-shaped UFO. And we all know from previous shows that America, has a secret, I don't even know what you call it, secret project called the TR-3B, which is a UFO type. It's a triangle, and it does amazing things. It flies like a UFO. We all know that that is in our skies. We are flying, and by we, I mean the American military, are test flying this plane, I guess you'd call it, this craft. We'll call it a craft, the TR-3B. They're flying this over our skies, and people are starting to see them. And I'm not convinced that this isn't the TR-3B. And the reason that the military is telling us that we have no idea what it is because it's a top secret project. They're not going to say, oh, yeah, that's our TR-3B. That's our top secret project. They're not going to announce that to the world. So they're going to tell, hey, you know, we caught this thing. Sorry. We have no idea what it is. Wink, wink, wink. Yeah, we know it's the TR-3B. The TR-3B, for those of you who don't know, is supposedly a craft that we created, reverse engineered from captured UFOs. Now, the other side of the coin here, John, is this part of the supposed upcoming disclosure of UFOs? For those of you who don't remember, maybe you'd listen, maybe you didn't, but in the America Recovery Act, where we got another stimulus, there was an article in there that said the United States government has to come clean on what they know about UFOs in 3 months. So that 3 months is rapidly approaching. A lot of people are taking this as a sign that, yeah, we're just being conditioned. We have been being conditioned for a while, to be honest with you. I don't think that this disclosure thing, that everybody thinks that the government's just going to hand over and open up Project Blue Book and show what a farce it was. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think the government's going to come clean and say, yep, okay, you got us. Yeah, we knew all about UFOs. We just didn't want to. We didn't want to worry you guys. You know, you guys are such worry warts. You guys would have jumped off buildings. You know, War of the Worlds. Come on, you showed what you were going to do. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the government's going to give a lot of redacted paperwork. They're going to give just a little bit of smidgen here, a little bit of smidgen here, but nothing of any fruition is going to come out of this, and it's just going to go by the wayside like every other quote-unquote disclosure does. Remember in 2000, I think it was 17, 18, maybe 19, you know, the Navy said, hey, we've got two videos of things we can't identify. They were the Tic Tac UFOs. And people, ufologists, were going crazy saying, this is it. This is where the government comes clean. And I went on this show and said, it ain't going to happen. The government is not going to come clean on this right now. And it just went by the wayside. Nothing happened. And I think that's what's going to happen come this, I think it's June, when the government's supposedly supposed to release all their UFO documents to public. You're not going to have a smoking gun. You're not going to have definitive proof that we know UFOs exist. It's just not going to happen. The government wants this technology. They want to keep this technology secret because if the government comes out and says, yes, we have captured alien technology, what do you think the rest of the planet is going to do, especially our enemies? If our enemies already don't have
alien UFO technology. Well, if we come out and say, yep, we've obtained crashed UFOs and we have reverse engineered their technology, what do you think our enemies are going to do? They're going to do everything they can to obtain that technology. Our allies are going to be like, hey, let's share the wealth here, guys. Come on. So it's a lose-lose situation for the government to go out and say, UFOs exist. We have the technology from downed aircraft. We have the technology from an alien presence that is infiltrating us. I don't know. But it's a lose-lose situation. So do not count. And the ufologists that listen to this show, and I know there's a lot of them, I get your emails, and I get your excitement as to what you think is coming, but we have to look at this. We can't look at this through our eyes. We can't look at this as the government's just going to give it to us. No, they're not going to. I know I want the truth to be out there. We have to look at this through the government's eyes, the military's eyes, essentially. They're not going to show their hand, essentially. They are going to keep bluffing their way through this whole thing. They're not going to tell the world we have alien technology. It's just not going to happen. Because at that point, then we just opened up a can of worms. Who else wants it? How are they going to get it? What are they going to do to get it? It's essentially, again, a lose-lose. We cannot win by disclosure. The only way I think disclosure is going to occur is if there is a undeniable millions, hundreds, thousands of people see an alien ship land with its occupants coming out. Like a 50s sci-fi movie. That's the only way disclosure, I think, is going to happen. Other countries around the world have said, yeah, they're there. And we just, Mexico, what do they know? Oh, Belgium, come on, Belgium. What are you guys known for? Canada's even come out and said, yeah, UFOs exist. And everybody's like, go back to playing hockey. Nobody believes anybody anymore. Nobody believes this anymore because the media is just going to say, hey, yeah, they announced it. But, you know, we know what the truth is, don't we? They don't exist. So until we have an actual event that is undeniable that this is alien, meaning not of this planet, not of this dimension, not of this universe, until that happens, disclosure is a no-go. You can bank on it, stamp it, and remember where you heard it, because you heard it here on the Paranormal Patriot. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some politics, and we'll call it current events because some of it isn't politically motivated. So sit back, relax, open that mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot, and I will be right back.
I'm using intuition and I got a great new vision and I'm gonna use it so I take control. Wow, winds are out there fishing. I will harness my ambition to create a whole new meaning for my soul. My powers got him wincing. I destroy his inhibitions, making sure he knows exactly about his role.
This is Harvey Gott and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
Alrighty, we're going to have a quick subject here. I want to talk to you about what I mentioned last week in Wisconsin. A good listener friend of mine, Sean Ryan, has started a movement in Wisconsin, and this movement needs to grow nationwide. Now, last week, I mentioned the name of the Facebook page is No Masks Wisconsin Rapids. Well, he did a good thing. He changed the name to Optional Masks Wisconsin Rapids because, listen, there are going to be some people or some parents out there that are not going to want to send their kids to school without a mask, and they have that right. So right now in Wisconsin, there is a mask mandate, even though the Supreme Court of Wisconsin struck that down as unconstitutional. You can't have a mask mandate in Wisconsin. It's unconstitutional, but yet school districts all over Wisconsin and all over this country, in my state, where my kids go to school, kids down to 2 years old are required to wear masks. Now, where I work in the public, and I talk to a lot of people that deal with these two-year-olds and three-year-olds and four-year-olds and five-year-olds in daycare, in preschool, and they said every single one of them, it's impossible to have a two, three, four, sometimes even a five-year-old, it's impossible to have them keep their mask on. Most of them have given it up. They said, I'm not wasting my time. These kids don't understand that they need to keep these masks on, and I'm done trying to make it happen. So they keep the mask down. If somebody comes in, they put the mask on and say, just keep it on for a little bit. And it seems to work. But when nobody's in there but the staff and the kids, they're letting them run rampant. So what really is this doing? But here we go in Wisconsin. Sean Ryan in Wisconsin Rapids is trying to get the Wisconsin Rapids School Board to remove its mask mandate. And from what I understand from Sean, the board members are just non-existent. They don't want anything to do with it. They're like, hey, well, we got to revisit this next school year. Why? Why not do it now? A little known fact, and I think I've mentioned this before, what researchers are finding, and apparently we remember the 1918, or we learned about the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic that killed millions of people. Well, apparently they preserved, back in 1918, some of the brains and some of the organs of some of the people that died of Spanish flu. And what they're finding is these people did not die of Spanish flu. They died of bacterial meningitis caused by mask wearing. And I've said all along, you are not doing yourself any good by wearing a mask all day. You are hurting yourself. And that's because you are not expelling the carbon dioxide and breathing in the oxygen. You're expelling the carbon dioxide and breathing in the carbon dioxide and any other germs. I mean, let's be honest. Let's look at some of the, even yours, you who wear masks. And listen, I'm in the public, especially after my COVID scare. I'll wear a mask every now and then. If somebody's wearing a mask, I put it on. But let's look at your mask. How filthy is that thing? If you have the same mask that you use all the time, that thing is teeming. I mean, absolutely, unequivocally teeming with germs. And that's what happened in 1918 is what they're finding out. It wasn't the Spanish flu that was killing all these people. It was bacterial meningitis that was killing them due to the fact that these people wore masks everywhere they went. You see, we are so inclined to believe the quote-unquote experts, the Dr. Fauci's, the media, that we're just going to take them at their word. Well, how many times the illustrious Dr. Fauci, this man is in love with the limelight. This is what this man lives for, is the limelight. So he's going to take that and run with it. How many times, and you can go back from the start of the pandemic in January of 2020 or February of 2020, when Dr. Fauci came on board, and you can look and see how many times he's changed his tune. Why? Why would he do that? Simple answer. He has no freaking clue as to what to do. None. Now, let's be honest. For years, decades, whatever, we have been trying to find a cure for the common cold. We have been trying to find a cure for the flu, which both of those are coronaviruses, right? We can't do it. We can put medicine in our body when we get a cold. We can take an injection for a flu vaccine and hope that's the strain that hits that year so we don't get the flu. But we have no cure. So why do we think that this vaccine is going to be the end-all be-all? When we can't cure the common cold, we can't cure the flu, why would we be able to cure COVID-19? It's just not going to happen. We are not at that level of technology and knowledge to be able to eliminate the cold, the flu, and COVID-19 from affecting us. It's a coronavirus. We have proven beyond a doubt that we have no way to cure the coronavirus. Now they're telling us, oh, well, if you've got the Moderna shot, you need a booster every 9 to 12 months. This is just a continuation. And let me tell you, I have never, ever seen such blatant propaganda as I have seen on my television and listening to it on the radio, as I have heard about this COVID vaccine. Listen, if this is such a worrisome, deadly, and this is coming from somebody who almost died from COVID, okay? So I have a real life, real world perspective on this. If you have to pump this up, right now in Detroit, listen to this. If you haven't heard, the city of Detroit is giving individuals $50 if they bring somebody in to get vaccinated. And you can bring in up to 12 people. So if you bring in 12 people, you get $50 each time. Why? Why is it so important to bring these people in? And I get it. I do. I get the argument, well, we got to keep everybody safe. The more people that are vaccinated, the more people that are free. No. And this is my issue. And I'm a little biased on this because I'm part of this demographic. My issue is when you put in, because here in the state of Michigan, we will not start to reduce our restrictions until 55% of the people are vaccinated. But that is not including the people that already have the natural antibodies in their system. We won't count them. Those people, we need to get vaccinated too. Why? Why is there such a push? When you have to push your people this hard to get vaccinated, there's something wrong. A 99% success or survival rate. Yes, it sucks. I went through hell. Most people do not go through hell. Some people go through more hell and don't make it. It sucks. The flu does the same thing. People die from the flu every year, but last year and this year, because the flu is non-existent anymore. It's all coronavirus. Go figure. But people die of the flu. People die of pneumonia. Now, me, if I would have died in the hospital, I guarantee you I would have died of pneumonia. And I read an article today that there was a Saginaw County is where I grew up in Michigan. There was a Saginaw County police officer that died of COVID-19, quote-unquote, complications. So he really didn't die of COVID-19, as they would like you to believe. He died of complications from COVID, which pneumonia in me, if I would have died from it, would have been a complication of COVID-19. It wouldn't have said, my death certificate wouldn't have said I would have died of pneumonia. My death certificate would have said I died of COVID-19. That's the catch. That's to raise the number. This is the fear porn. This is the fear mongering that our government and our media are consistently and constantly using on us to keep us down, to keep us scared, to keep us wearing masks. In Wisconsin Rapids, the school board is so scared that you got to wear masks in school, kids. You got to. Why? The kids are doing better than the adults. And to counter the argument that, well, if a kid gets it, he can pass it on to the adult. That's not the case. That has been proven that doesn't happen. But yet, the science and facts people are not relying on science and facts. If they are, they're relying on their own science and facts that are totally misconstrued. And yet, we're letting them do it. Except Sean Ryan. Sean Ryan in Wisconsin is building. I mean, I'm watching his page and his momentum and his movement grow. Now, what I need is I need everybody around this country to do the same thing. And it's starting to happen. In Arizona, the school board had to walk right out because parents were storming in and so pissed because they had a mask mandate. They just canceled the meeting. They didn't want to deal with it. And that's what happens. You give them facts. You give them back what they're giving you. In other words, you're giving them force. You're bringing in people to contradict and combat what they are trying to do to your kids. They have nothing. All they're going to do is walk out, or they'll say, eh, we'll talk about this next school year. No, we're going to talk about this now, because every day our kids are breathing in our own carbon dioxide is horrific for our kids. Lung problems happen because of that. Oxygen levels drop because we're continually breathing in carbon dioxide. How it's supposed to work, we breathe out carbon dioxide. The trees breathe in carbon dioxide. The trees exhale oxygen. We inhale oxygen. It's a beautiful system, but it's not working right now because everybody's freaking wearing a mask. Again, on the way home from work today, I saw four people driving alone in their car wearing a mask. How do you live your life in that much fear? Honestly, how do you live your life in that much fear where you have to wear a mask alone in your car? I don't know how they do it. I have a mask on for 30 seconds and I'm sweating. I'm just going, oh my God, I got to get this thing off. There are some people that come into my work that are just adamant. Where's your mask? It's right here. I'm putting it on. There is half the population of this country that has been brainwashed into thinking masks are the answer. Hell, Fauci is telling people to wear two. Why not? Let's cut the amount of oxygen we can get in by double. Let's just hurry up this bacterial meningitis that we're going to get. Let's just exacerbate the lung conditions that we're going to get, the health conditions we're going to get, because all we're doing is breathing in our own CO2. This is ridiculous. They're making track athletes wear these while they're running. One of them just passed out and said, I couldn't breathe with this stupid mask on, and I passed out. There is no science backing what masks do. Because, as I said last week, they don't have a stipulation on what type of mask you need to wear. You can wear a crochet mask. As long as you have something over your face, mouth, and nose, and basically your mouth and nose, as long as you have something over it, you're good. It doesn't matter if it's crocheted or a neck gaiter that lets in 95% of the germs. It doesn't matter. All it is compliance. And half of this country is complying, and the other half is not. Now, the other half is getting very, very vocal. And I need every one of my listeners to do the same. Get vocal. Sean Ryan is getting extremely vocal, and it's a beautiful thing to see because his page is growing. I'm watching this page grow, and people are starting to realize and listen in that area. I know this is right. We don't need these kids wearing masks. If they want to wear masks, if their parents want them to wear masks, fine. I don't want my kid to wear a mask, so therefore they shouldn't be badgered and made to wear a mask. But here are my thoughts on this whole mask thing. Your health is not my concern. Your health is your concern. My health is my concern. If these masks work like the governors and the politicians say they do, if you are wearing a mask, you're protected. If you're not wearing a mask, well, you're taking a risk. I, for one, I'm ready to take that risk. Do not push on me your health. Do not push on me your fear. And that is what's happening all across this country. Right now in Michigan, our governor and the Michigan Health Department are trying to make, and listen to this, they're trying to make mask mandates permanent. This is ridiculous. This proves to me that there is an ulterior motive going on with this whole pandemic. Again, is coronavirus around? Yes. It is. I'm a firm believer in it. True story. Happened to me. But is it as bad as they say? No. I don't agree. I went through hell. I went in the hospital, wasn't sure if I was going to make it out. The doctors weren't sure I was going to make it out. So I'm telling you this. It's not as bad as you are being led to believe. Most people get this and it's cold symptoms, maybe body aches, chills, fever, which is what I had. That mine turned into double pneumonia. Again, COVID sucked. Double pneumonia almost killed me. That is how I differentiate the two. Was the COVID brought on, or was the double pneumonia brought on by COVID? Probably. I'm one of the few exceptions that I got really, really bad. Most people just sleep it off. So again, Sean Bryan, optional masks for Wisconsin Rapids Facebook page. Go to it, like it, support it. Start your own chapter. I mean, honestly, let's stand up. Let's stop being silent, because that's what we do. We just say, well, I don't like it, but I don't want to make a scene. Make a scene. Start making a scene. Sean Bryan is doing it, and look at the results he's getting. He's starting to have board members contact him, and more people are going to these school board meetings and voicing their concerns about a mask mandate. How many of you listening are going to step up and be part of the solution instead of just sitting back and going, well, I got to do what I got to do? I mean, if they say I got to wear masks, the kids got to wear masks, well, the kids got to wear masks. I don't agree with it, but what am I going to do? Ask Sean Bryan that, because he'll tell you what you can do. Contact Sean Bryan. Get a hold of him. Optional masks in Wisconsin Rapids. And say, hey, thank you. I want to start the same thing in my school district. Do it. Let's get this thing growing. Sean Bryan, you're a true patriot, man. Thank you. Make your voice heard. To my listeners listening to this, make your voice heard. That's the only way we're going to change things. Because, honestly, the Democrats are banking on the fact that we don't like to cause waves. Trump didn't win. The election was stolen from him. We know that. Any logical, clear-thinking person knows that. But the Democrats knew that if they just let it go, it'd go away. And we'd just be like, oh, darn it. We lost out. Let's hope for 2022. The time has come where they can't bank on us being quiet anymore. Who knows? Sean Bryan. He may be the next great patriot we read in the history books. Think about it. All it takes is one blip in time for you to make a difference. Who's ready to make a difference? Let's take this country back. Sean Bryan is leading the way. Let's follow. Start your own movement in your own school district. Get these kids so they don't have to wear masks. These masks are hurting them. They're inhibiting their ability to concentrate. They're inhibiting their ability to communicate. They're inhibiting their ability to grow. Just as a person. It's not helping. So get rid of them. Let's start it now. It's up to you. So I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about what Joe Biden's administration is going to do with your bank account and more. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
If I could turn back time to right when you first were mine, I would apologize.
This is Jim.
Hey, and this is Mike.
Be sure to listen to
the Jim and Mike Talk Podcast.
Two Gen Xers walk into a bar
to talk about music
and what moves them.
You can find us on iTunes, Spotify,
and our host site, Podbean.
And now, on to the Paranormal Patriot.
Okay, so as if Joe Biden isn't screwing up America enough, he has now introduced an act called the America's Family Plan Act. And simply put, the America's Family Plan calls for banks and other financial institutions to report more than just a taxpayer's interest earns, capital gains, and losses. banks and other financial institutions would also be required to report aggregate account outflows and inflows. Now, in other words, the IRS will know all about your bank accounts, whether you earned income on that account or not, how much is in the account in a given year, and how much was transferred in and out of the account. Now, it's unclear how this would work, but what is clear is that this is a new reporting obligation, and it will create a massive compliance effort on the part of financial institutions and eliminate a massive blind spot that the IRS is currently enduring. Now, as things stand today, most taxpayers don't have an obligation to report how much money they have in their bank accounts, how much they deposited, or how much they withdrew. Self-employed taxpayers who, like all Americans, self-report their incomes and deductions to the IRS are on an honor system. W-2 wage earners, on the other hand, have their amount of rate of wages reported to the IRS on their behalf. So in a nutshell, what this America's Families Plan Act is all about is looking into your bank account without your knowledge, without your permission, and finding out how much money you have, how much you've gained, how much you've withdrew, so they can adjust your tax rate and adjust your taxes accordingly. That's what this is all about, is to generate more taxes. And what happens when they generate more taxes on you? They take money from you. So this America's Family Plan Act, which sounds all great, oh, it's for American families. What it's doing is finding a way to take money away from you. If you are self-employed, you are going to get scrutinized like there's no tomorrow. My boss, who's self-employed, owns a very successful auto repair facility. He's going to get scrutinized, and he is going to get taxed beyond belief because they're going to basically say, look, we know you made more than that. We're going to tax you more. Those of us who work for employers and who generate a W-2, they are going to know. They can go into our bank account and say, okay, this is how much he's deposited. This is how much he's withdrew. This doesn't match up. So we're gonna go ahead and say you have a 30% tax rate. You have a 24% tax rate. You are withdrawing a lot more money than you're bringing in, so you must have more money. You have a 40% tax rate. That is what it's going to come down to. This is scary. And for those of you, and there's a lot of them in my family, that say, well, I got nothing to hide. I don't care. This is what infuriates me. You are going to let the government get into more privacy. Listen, they follow our texts. They listen to our phone calls. They listen to us in our house. Now they're going to monitor our bank accounts. And when does it end? When will it end? Are we going to have a federal agent just follow us, walk beside us every day to know or to report what we do every day? Because that's what it's going to. You need, even if you're not doing anything wrong, you need to be upset with this because the privacy of Americans is no longer privacy. We have no privacy. We have billboards that when we drive by them are pinging our phones, and they're looking into our phones and saying, okay, he liked this. Ooh, he liked this. So we're going to send him ads for this. Well, yeah, I want to see those ads. That's not the point. Do you think they're just looking at that, or do you think they can get more information? Listen, my wife made me, and I was very, very reluctant to do so because I'm on social media quite a bit, and she gets upset with it. But she made me watch The Social Dilemma, the documentary on Netflix. You want to talk about eye-opening? Facebook is watching, Twitter is watching, Instagram is watching, Snapchat, all the other social media platforms are watching every move you make. And they are adjusting, they're listening, they're looking at what you click on, how long you look at a post, and they're altering your social media to that. It's a huge invasion of privacy, and we're allowing them to do it because we go on their website or we go on their social media site, and we're like, well, yeah, okay. That's just a consequence of going on Facebook. They're a private entity. They can do whatever they want. No, they can't. You know, I'm still on Facebook, and the only reason I'm on Facebook is because it is a great tool to promote this show. because so many people are on it. I don't post. You know, I see a lot of my friends posting pictures of their young kids, and I'm thinking to myself, God, stop it. Do you know how many sexual predators, pedophiles, are on Facebook, perusing Facebook for pictures of kids? But they don't care. I never, ever post pictures of my kids on Facebook or social media in general. We have a friend who posts their kids' pictures all over. And we have an old neighbor that is just, I've said it for years, this guy, there's something wrong with this guy. And he's commenting very inappropriate things to these pictures that I'm looking at like, that's not right. A lot of people don't see it. Now they're starting to see it. Whoa, he crossed the line there. Yeah, he's been crossing the line for years. That's why I limit the amount of posts I put personal. Very rarely do I post personal on Facebook, Twitter. I don't post on Twitter. I don't post on Instagram. It's pretty much Facebook. Very rarely do I post personal information. It's pretty much the only time you're going to hear from me is when I'm posting for the Paranormal Patriot. This America's Family Plan is a huge, huge invasion of our privacy. And most people are going to let it go because I don't have anything to hide. They can look at my bank account. Sure, they can. And they're going to see things that you don't want them to see. You know, if you get paid cash, if you get $1,000 for a wedding gift and you deposit it, well, that wasn't part of their income for work. Where did that come from? Well, let's tax them on it. They're going to tax not only your income. It's basically going to be they're going to tax your bank account. And that is going to be horrific for people. But we're going to let them do it because we don't have a voice. So I want to change gears here. Because look in your town, look in your neighborhood, look at your, you know, the Miracle Mile, wherever businesses are, and look at how many help wanted signs are out there. I've said it before, I'll say it again, there is no reason why anyone should be unemployed right now. But now, in my neck of the woods, we have what's called ABC 12. It is a, well, it's ABC 12. It's a news affiliate station that's ABC affiliated. They had the audacity to put out an article that basically put the blame for the lackluster job growth in March, which we all know what that's for. It's because businesses, nobody wants to work. Businesses are hiring left and right. But nobody wants to work because our governments are giving them extra money for unemployment. Why would you want to work if you're making more sitting on your ass than you would be working? I get that. They had the audacity of saying last month's hiring slowdown appears to reflect a host of factors. Nearly 3 million people are reluctant to work because they fear catching the virus. And of course, it is according to government surveys. More women also dropped out of the workforce last month, likely to care for children after many of them had returned in the previous 2 months. That is a blatant lie because more and more schools are opening with face-to-face interaction than they are closing. I mean, listen, here in Michigan, we had a huge outbreak. Well, nobody else really did. Go figure, we got mask mandates and shutdowns and nobody has any immunity to this virus because of it, but we didn't close any schools. We kept them open. Yes, we put a mask mandate for two-year-olds that does nothing, but we have not shut down schools. Around the country, schools are opening left and right, but yet women are coming back to unemployment because, well, they have to take care of their kids. That's a blatant lie. And people are going to read this and say, oh, that's really true. It's not. Look at the facts. More kids are going to school now than they were last year at this time. But yet, they want to tell us that women are going or dropping out of the workforce because they need to take care of their kids because they're going back to school or they're coming back home from school because schools are closing. It's a blatant lie. When are these quote-unquote journalist institutions going to be called out for their blatant lies? But in addition, They also said construction companies and manufacturers, especially automakers, have been left short of parts as a result of clogged supply chains. It's not clogged supply chains. There's just not any parts. So they say they are getting laid off. And here in Michigan, they are starting to slow it down. I get that. But they're still working. The job performance, the lackluster job performance, is because people will not work. You can go anywhere and find a job right now. Now is the best time in your life to find a better job. But people are like, no, I'm collecting unemployment. I'm going to play my Xbox, my PlayStation 4. I'm going to smoke weed. I'm going to vape. I'm going to drive around and drink. Who cares? I've got all the money I need right now. And they're not working. If they work, they're going to lose money. It's time, and Governor DeSantis in Florida has just done this. He said, look, if you're unemployed, your benefits are gone. Get a job. Thank you. Where is that leadership in the rest of this country? People are, you know, us working folk are getting really upset. We're out there busting our behinds every day trying to make a living, and we've got these freeloaders, millennials, woke people, just collecting a paycheck for doing nothing. It's about time that this country, and I know Cuomo, Newsom, Whitmer, they're not going to do this. They're going to keep people on the government dollar. I get that. In my state, in New York, in Nevada, Pennsylvania, California, it's not going to change. In Oregon, Wisconsin, things are not going to change. But the Republican-led states need to follow DeSantis's lead. Get these people back to work. There is a huge worker shortage out there. You can't find enough people to work because nobody wants to. And it is a shame. And this is what the Democrats are wanting to happen. Make no mistake. The Democrats want you dependent on the government dime. That way, come election time, you've got a Republican saying, get back to work, and you've got a Democrat saying, we'll take care of you. Stay off of work. We'll continue to give you these benefits. Who do you think they're going to vote for? But the problem is, somebody's paying for this. And eventually, it's going to come, and you're seeing it now, and I'm going to do a huge portion, it may be a full show next week, of how prices are going in our, they're skyrocketing right now. They're going to go up, and there's going to be shortages. What are we going to do? We're going to do a whole expose next week on this. It's going to be a when the shit hits the fan show, because it's about ready to hit the fan. And it's caused, it's a planned situation that is going to happen because they do not want this this country united. Our government does not want this country united. They do not want this country thinking the same way. They want us divided. And how do you divide it? Rich versus poor. Simple as that. The middle class, you're screwed because you're going to get hit in the crossfire. It's coming, everybody, and I'm going to tell you next week all about it. But in the meantime, the last segment on this show, the last topic I'm going to talk about is a Michigan topic. And the reason I'm talking about this is I guarantee you, if this is happening in Michigan, it's happening in your state. In Michigan, there's a huge, huge headline going across social media and across all the news headlines. In Michigan, Governor Whitmer awards nearly $1.9 million for 88 more vehicle charging stations. Great. We now have 88 more charging stations for people to get 40, 50, 60 miles. The biggest issue I have in this whole equation, and some of you might have picked up on that already, $1.9 million for 88 charging stations? That is just shy of $21,600 per charging station. Who is bidding this stuff? Because whoever is bidding this is not going with the lowest bidder. We in Michigan did not vote for this. We had nothing to do with this. This has just been granted by our governor saying, hey, $21,600. You got them. Come on. Let's put them in. Let's make me look good because I'm doing the electrical, the green thing. Meanwhile, we are going to be charged $1.9 million. And that may not seem like a lot, but you know what? $1.9 million for 88 electrical charging stations is astronomically ridiculous. No way should those be $21,000. Listen, this push to electrical vehicles is a joke. Because right now, listen, I just drove down to Florida. If we just had electrical vehicles, it would have taken me 6 days. Because right now, unless I want to spend an exorbitant amount on a high-end electrical car, I'm getting maybe 100 miles per car, maybe 200 if I'm good. The problem is, I can drive 300 miles in my van and fill up in 5 minutes. Let's just say we get 300 miles per charge. I drive 300 miles in my electric car. If I can find a charging station, it's going to take me at least 5, 6, 7, 8 hours to charge that damn thing. They do not have the technology right now, but yet they're pushing this on us. GM, by 2030, we're going to be all electric. Ford, by 2035. Nobody wants it. Yes, you have your environmentalists. You have your woke people that think they're doing the world a good token by driving electric, even though they don't realize that the lithium-ion batteries are destroying portions of this planet from the strip mining. Plus, where do you think the electricity is coming from to charge your battery? It's from fossil fuels, dumbasses. They don't look at it like that. They look at it as, hey, I'm not filling up at the pump. I'm using electricity. I'm good. I'm going green. No, you're not, dumbass. Power plants require fossil fuels. They give you green energy, but they require fossil fuels to work. You're not changing a thing. Until we realize, until we're being told the truth of what exactly is going on, it's just going to continue. Until people like me, people like you, people like Sean Ryan have a voice and say, hey, dumbass, you're not doing a thing. You're actually contributing more to what you think is destroying the planet than you were just using fossil fuels. Because you're using more fossil fuels. Because the lithium ion battery that you're using has to be strip mined. Then it's got the energy that you're using has to be sent to you from a factory that's using fossil fuels. There's no change. The only difference is you're not using that. You're not emitting harmful emissions. Well, catalytic converters are reducing the amount of harmful emissions. It's as simple as that. You're being duped. And until you realize that, until you wake up and realize that, you're just going to be lost. You're going to be lost in this oblivion of a green, woke planet that does not exist. It will not exist. It can't exist. But yet, half the population thinks that because the other half, like you, me, Sean, Andrew, Harvey, no voice. You know, Harvey has a podcast and he gets his voice out. Sean is starting a movement. Andrew is very vocal on Facebook and spouting his views, which are great. I love reading your comments, Andrew, in Texas. And, you know, I'm on here for the most part, last couple weeks. I can't say that's true, but for the most part, every week, telling you what you need to do. I can only do so much. It's time for you to take action. We need to take this country back. We are right on the precipice of losing this country. You know, you can sit there and say, oh, wait till 2022, Tom. We're gonna sweep the House and Senate. Did 2020 not show you anything? Did 2020 not show you that the Democrats will do anything they can to stay and keep power? I'm not convinced that we will win the House and the Senate because the Democrats' ability to cheat and our ability to just say, darn it, I'm tired of fighting, just let it happen. I'm not looking past that. We need to stand up, and we need to make our voice heard. And until we do that, we're gonna continue down to communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it. And then we're going to wake up with our guns taken, no food, no electricity. A lot of us will be considered dissidents and killed and put in prison. What are you going to do then? It's too late at that point. I'm not ready for that. I'm ready for my kids to grow up in a world, in a country that is free. I want my kids to have a better life than I had. That, as a parent, is my goal. That is what I strive for. On the current rate that we're going, it ain't going to happen. Because of the Democrats, because of the millennials, because of the woke culture, BLM, Antifa. It's all planned. This is all a Democrat plan that we are living in, that we're letting happen. I, for one, have had enough. And I can look straight to Sean Ryan in Wisconsin as an inspiration, because he has said, I've had enough, and he's doing something about it. Now we that are listening to this show need to do something about it. We need to ask ourselves, do we have enough fortitude to do that? Are we ready to do that? I am. How about you? All right, that'll be the show this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed recording it for you. Stay with me for next week. Next week's show you have got to hear, because it is going to affect everyone that listens to this show. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be back next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the support and all the kind words during my battle with COVID and beyond. I can't thank you enough. It is literally helping me get through this. So thank you. I have no words. Thank you for listening to the show. Again, my name is Tom Velasquez. This has been The Paranormal Patriot. I'll be back next week.